Are we?
Well, Amy's in Europe. But other than that, we're all here.
But there's a frickin' traffic jam.
I know. I knew that there was gonna be a traffic jam out there. I had to like dodge cars.
I had to get up far enough so that I could go the back way.
I was like, we might as well get a parking spot.
Well, I was thinking I should have parked on the other side and I didn't.
I did.
I didn't, and I'm gonna be sitting there forever trying to get out.
That's right. Okay. So, did you send, Deb, did you send out the sample that we got for the Christmas?
I didn't get that in time. I got it all printed out in front of you.
Oh, I do? Really?
I just saw your email. Well, let's call the order first. Call the order, Tuesday, November 6th, Kaiser Public Art Commission meeting. And let's do approval of minutes. Can I get somebody to approve the minutes? Okay, thank you, Lori, in a second.
I'll second.
Thank you, Kim. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Okay, no interested citizens. And now review of the holiday card submissions and determination of winner. So I'm glad we got two, and they were both awesome.
Well, where are they?
Oh, okay. They were in an email that you got.
They were not.
They were attached to the meeting.
Down.
The meeting thing.
With a packet with everything in it.
Agenda,
I
minutes.
I thought I did. Because I thought you would do that. Because I know you.
I think they're both fabulous. I think they're both fabulous. My only concern.
She's great.
My only concern, Lori, is the one with Santa, because that's Santa's connotation of Christmas. And
oh, whatever.
Then I mean, I don't care.
I like
I don't
the
care.
Santa one myself.
Yeah.
But is that
what's
part?
The, wait, how many do we have?
Two. That one's cute, too. That's a little hot cocoa cafe.
What?
The one we're discussing now, apparently the applicant is...
It is in Salem, but she goes to McNary High School.
So, just so that you're aware of the rules that state Kaiser resident, if I were you, I would simply say out.
A Kaiser student.
We've done that before.
Yeah.
Well, the rules changed last year.
And we're going to change them again. Obviously.
I already did.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
I figured we might forget.
Okay. Do y'all see these?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to see them?
And this one's in pen and watercolor.
Nice. Super nice.
She's a student at McNary. I'm not sure what grade.
Do you know Sophia Zielinski?
I do.
Yes. Oh, it's 12. Oh, grade 12.
Did you encourage her to do that?
Yeah.
We'll look at you too.
It's super
cute. You're already being effective.
So in just my only concern was that because of the rules right here that state. No religious symbols or words such as Christmas or Hanukkah. Okay, so she didn't say Christmas in there. That's great.
Nor Hanukkah.
Nor Hanukkah.
Ain't no religion on that card.
There's no Jesus.
But is Santa usually...
No. There's no religious thing.
Christmas?
Well, it's associated with Christmas, but he isn't a figure.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So. I mean, that's why... I mean, I love that one. I want to pick that one, but I just want to make sure... It is a snow globe.
I think that's too cute.
I love it.
I move that this we accept
one,
that one.
This one's adorable too, though. Let's actually look at this other one just for fun because I want to. No, I just want to.
Lori,
I just want to talk about
both of them on the back.
Yeah, I think the other one's.
Well,
I think the quality. There's no comparison.
I was just curious about the age of the person who did the
younger.
Cocoa Cafe. She's younger, obviously. I don't know how old, but
I think it said somewhere because she wrote on hers. It said down at the on yours. It said her age. Yes, on this one it said the age.
Yeah.
On the hot chocolate cafe.
Yeah,
hot cocoa cafe.
It does?
It did.
That's not her. This is her thing right here.
Okay.
Does she say how old?
Mm-mm.
It said somewhere.
Let's call her.
On your. Let me pull it up in
well,
here.
Well, either. Anyways.
Anyways, it's definitely younger.
It's adorable.
Yes. It's adorable. However.
I move that we accept Santa's snow globe as our holiday card this year.
I second. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay.
Maritza?
Maritza.
Oh, I thought you both did.
She beat me.
No, it is very cute. I like the mixed medium too on it.
I do too.
The watercolor.
The quality is very good.
It is very good. Yeah.
I like it.
It is adorable.
Good job. Way to go, Sydney.
Okay. So I will be contacting her.
Yay.
By the 9th, which is
Friday. Look at us. Look at us. How spectacular we are.
And then I'll get on.
It couldn't be done.
And then I'll get on Shutterfly or wherever I can find the best deal and get the cards printed out.
I'd do it this size.
We should do it live so we could hear her.
I think that'll work really good with the
You mean like
call her now.
Like maybe a top fold with the artwork that way? Yeah. So
why am I telling you what to do? You're so
a 5x7.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Okay. And then as far as getting the counselor's signatures, is there going to be a meeting from now until, are there any meetings in November?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
There's another meeting in November and another one in December.
When is the one in November, do you know?
Third.
2 weeks?
Maybe it's the week.
Okay.
It's the week of Thanksgiving.
Deb, would you or Tracy be able to pass around the 3x5 card to get the signatures for me on that? And then I'll come pick it up from you so I can scan it and make it part of the... I don't think so. We have... No, I don't think we have the same ones, do we?
We'll get the card.
We won't have Amy here, but when will Amy be back?
I don't know.
She'll be back by then, I think.
Oh, she does?
I thought she was gone for 3 weeks. Oh.
The most recent counselor... She's a school teacher, right? I don't think she's on there, is she? Was she?
She's been on there, yeah. She was there last year.
Well, then let me look at the old one.
Okay.
And see, and if they're all the same, then I'll just use that one.
Okay.
And then I'll get those printed out, and then I'll have a stuff envelope and wine party at my house, and which Kim's the only one who's attended those so far.
Well, I will attend.
Okay, because you want to come see the house.
Yes.
All right, perfect. Where are we in our agenda? Okay. So the gallery display schedule, we have the beautiful quilts up there right now.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't looked. Walked
no, I haven't
yet.
Seen them yet, but I'm going to tonight.
I could see them as I was driving by.
Yeah,
they're so great because our space
it's
is so
nice. Good.
Yeah.
Well, it does count. It's nice when you drive by and see that.
That is beautiful.
And are they in there until January?
Yeah, that is beautiful when those lights are on and you see those things.
So they're doing a 3-month thing. Okay, they're doing a 3-month gig. And then we have Joe Nickel and then Skeff in April, May. And so we have a June, July spot open. Which in the past, I think we had that art place in Salem. What was that?
What did they call themselves?
Red Raven or something like that.
Oh, the,
I'm not sure what they call themselves.
Yeah. Okay.
Raving Maniacs.
Okay, so then we're going to move on to the History Pull project and get some input from Lori on what she's been doing.
I have such a good report.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay, so first of all, I have these nice big pictures if you guys didn't. And so here is, this is the organization. This is over on Blossom Drive.
Is this the 3D?
Kevin somebody. Yes, 3D artwork.
3D art sculpture.
So a really
chainsaws.
Nice. I mean, so it's such a professional organization, you can't believe. You can see this in this one
picture.
Is that picture,
a bench
it's
that
a
he's
bench.
Carving?
You guys,
out of a log.
This freaking bench goes from here to mid seating.
Wow.
And it's for a brew house.
Oh,
it's
cool.
It's really cool, though. So, you know, my life is temperamental artists, and Kevin is no exception. But I have to tell you, that's why I printed these out so large. Here, let's pass them down so the girls can see them. So that you could see the level of detail.
Oh, good.
This is my very favorite.
Oh, my gosh.
This is my, you guys, this is chainsaw.
Yeah.
I said, well, what do you do then? You use a pick or you use
a
hand
chisel?
Tools? No.
He doesn't do any chisels after
he's
he
done
gets
this for
some
10
rough
years.
Form. Wow.
He's done this for, you cannot believe all the beautiful stuff. I loved those bears.
Where's Blossom
And look,
Drive?
Did you see the little bear underneath?
Wasn't the one off Portland Road?
No, it is not off Portland Road.
It
is not off
Portland
Road.
Where's Blossom?
Blossom Drive is off, you know where the Roths is out in
Portland
East
Road.
Salem?
Portland Road.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
Is it back behind Harbor Freight? Kind of back behind that area?
So, and it comes back out on Chichimawa. the one that comes around and then back out on Chenault?
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't
Portland
know
that. Road does.
No, she's. Are you talking Blossom?
Yeah. Is that
I didn't
the street
that?
That?
No, that's not Blossom.
This is Blossom. But you guys, it is a whole campus.
Hold up on your phone.
Okay. So it's a whole campus. Okay. He has two of these warehouses. He has projects everywhere.
Cool.
He is swamped. And I said, that's not a problem for us. We can schedule you in.
Right.
So this is what it came down to. He said, look, here's the...
Why didn't he submit?
Yeah, so what was the...
I'm about to tell you. So he said, here's the deal. You can see I don't need the work.
Right,
I am
right,
swamped.
Right, right.
I am going to put time and effort... And the more time and effort I put in that, y'all are going to change it because that's what customers do. They change it, and we meet together till we decide what you want, and then I move forward. You give me half down, and I move forward. That's traditional business. Mm-hmm. I understand this is a public project. But he said, I did not, time is money, and we charge $100 an hour, and I did not want to put time and effort into a project I don't need that's going to be a difficult project because it's going to have a lot of interaction, and... I may not get it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is totally legit for me. I said, so you have the list of all of the images that the community put together. He said, I do. And he said, and I have great ideas. And probably when we talk together, I'll have 10 more while we talk.
Right.
But he said, that's how I want to do it. I want you to tell me my budget is $10,000 a pole.
Okay.
And then I'll show you what I can give you for $10,000.
Okay, so it may or not be as detailed or have as many figures.
Or it may. He anticipates, so you see the bears?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The bears are taller than me, but just. Those bears mm-hmm. were a week and a half. That's a 60-hour project.
Wow.
But it's all sides.
That's true, yeah, and you've got all those little small stuff down here, too.
So, okay. And he says, your poles are not that big. He says, they're this big around.
Right.
He's very familiar with them. And he okay. said, I can put an extreme amount of detail, as you can see. He has got, we ought to get to a field trip, but he has got tiny little lizards that are this big that he has cut with a saw. And he says, if I can make those lizard claws, which literally are
yeah.
this big,
yeah.
on this log, I can do anything you want me to do.
Right.
Okay. What about the type of wood that they are?
He's fine.
He is absolutely fine.
He would do them in place.
Yes, he'll do them in place. And he's got his own scaffolding. He said, here's part of the cost. And he said, if you can work around this cost and we can figure this out, then there's some give there. I'm going to have to erect.
Scaffolding.
Every day and take it down.
Yep.
He says, that's 2 hours. That's 2 hours. Erect in the morning, take it down at night. I said, well, maybe not. I mean, maybe I could get scaffolding donated and it could stay in place, or maybe our insurance policy, I'm just, like I said, it was just a meeting, would cover that so that if anything was damaged or stolen, the city would be liable for it because it's on the police department's property.
Right.
I'm not saying nothing's going to happen to it, but I'm saying that's some pretty ballsy
Yeah. Well, I don't think, I'm not so much stealing, but even just kids climbing on it and falling and getting hurt would be a concern as well.
But there are ways to secure scaffolding.
Yeah.
So they can't...
They can basically fence it with a gate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there are ways to deal with that.
Yeah.
Get those chain link things that get in the cement holder deals? Is that what you're thinking? That kind of fencing?
They could put up temporary fencing.
Yeah. Okay. And see, he's real open to that. So I visited with him for about an hour. He showed me completely through his house. He was a contractor before he became an artist. Spectacular home. Started out in 1904. The front half of it is a B&B. Mm-hmm. And then the back, he's got a koi pond. Anyway, we're getting very close. So okay. I told him, so here's where it lies. Where it lies is, he said, I would like to do this project.
Okay.
But... I would like, and I said, and we could schedule it in. We could schedule you in. I said, I really don't want you working out there in the weather. I don't really want to do it in the winter.
No,
I really don't want to. I would like people to be
You'll
able to watch it. I want to involve
exactly.
McNary kids. I would like to do it when the weather's nice. So I'm thinking May forward.
Right.
And he said, that works great for me, and we could do that. We could schedule 2 weeks. And I said, could we do one at a time, depending on what the cost is? Could we do one at a
mm-hmm.
time? Absolutely. That's fine by me, too.
Okay. So,
and then when we see one done, see, my thinking is the fundraiser. We see one done, and people are going to say, well, I freaking love that.
Yeah.
Let's build another one. He has done some works. I didn't take any. Oh, yeah, I did. So you can see there's the sunflower bench mm-hmm. has some color in it. That's not my vision.
No.
But that may be the community's vision. My vision is more traditionally Northwest carved wood. Mm-hmm. But.
So how is this going to work with the city who's wanting us to have
see, that's my
RFP.
Question. So my question, oh, and the other guy, the guy up the mountain, the guy has, I've called him twice today. I did not have his name. So I've called him twice to say, what the heck happened to $500 a foot?
Uh-huh. David,
I am? Uh-huh. So we still have to hear from him. And I still say we can split the project. This guy doesn't care. He's $100 an hour.
And how many, you know, obviously, depending on the detail and all that, but mm-hmm. what's the minimum time?
Yeah.
You think? I mean, what range are we looking at?
I would say $4,000 to $8,000 a pole.
No, well, that's...
Plus, you've got setup and takedown.
Yeah. And what
he
about
did.
His...
He
what
thinks
about
it's his 2 weeks.
That's it? Really? Mm-hmm.
And what about his time dealing with us and all that? Does that
he's going to charge for
well,
it?
Well, you know, figuring out what
like
you know,
if he's
going to charge
yeah,
for
you
it,
do
and
know,
he said
that
we have a design meeting, then
and he says, look, you know, I want to do it and I want to work with the kids, but time is money,
sure.
And he is swamped. You guys, he had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 logs, and I said, so what are these for? Just saving up till you got projects? He says, those are all projects. Well, where'd you get those that wood? He said, I had to go procure it. But every one of those is this is this.
He's got a lot of.
But wait till you see the setup. The setup is, I mean.
But already 4 to 6,000 a pole is like a third of what we were
four
thinking.
To eight.
Or 4 to 8. Even 4 to 8 is like a third of what we were thinking. Then.
No, I was thinking 10,000 a pole. Because
well, the last guy.
Hills of Brand said 508.
Right. That you got.
Yeah. Because it was, what, 17 a pole? Or?
Yeah.
No. 17. Yeah. Here, I've got it right here.
For both poles or one? For 40-something for both, Lori.
Crazy, man.
So I say, do we have to do an RFP for this? Can we make it?
We issue an RFP. We're going to have to write it basically in a way that we'll have to memorialize what he described.
Gotcha.
In the RFP so that others will have the same opportunity.
Correct.
To do it the same way.
Correct.
Pistachio.
Okay, so we're gonna simplify the RFP process basically.
Too loud to bring it down.
Because yeah, okay.
A couple seconds ago.
He was in suit.
He was really
good. Excuse me.
Right.
It's a city meeting. We have priority.
Yeah.
Just like standing out there.
How would you establish? Being serious or not, though.
Yeah, I know, right?
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else could submit as well,
mm-hmm.
or he may be the only submission, and we can go with somebody if we only get one, right?
Well, I'm going to take Beth and Kim, and you're fine to come too. I really thought.
Thank you.
I thought I would take. Well, I really thought Beth because she's the artist, mm-hmm. and so he's going to eat you up. I'm not the artist, but wait till you see what he's done with this house. It's really interesting. He's so
wait till
artsy.
I show my treehouse master
so
pictures.
It's so artsy.
I'll show my treehouse master
yeah.
pictures.
Yeah. So
boom.
So really, if we said, show us what you can do for $10,000.
That yeah.
That's what he really would like. He'd like to know what's my budget that I have to stay within, and then I'll build you something for that.
Okay.
But he will not do that without meeting with some of us to
right.
say. You know, and talking it through, he says, that's when I do my best work is when I say, okay, here's the images you want. Here's how I think that would look best.
Okay.
Perfect. That's what we need.
I think that that's, yeah, that's what we need.
Simple to work with.
Well, there's no simple. He's an artist. If I'm portraying that he's easy to work with, that is
so then how do we go about changing up this RFP? Are you going to change it up to how, or how?
So let me take a stab.
Okay.
And then run it
and
by
we've
Shannon.
Got time. And this is what I told him. I said, look, Kevin.
We've got time. Good.
We've got time. Because we don't even, I mean, part
yeah,
of the
time.
Appeal of this project is being able to watch it happen.
Okay.
And so that is not going to happen in the middle of the winter
right.
when it's pouring down rain. He says, we've done it. He says, we've done it on site. We just put scaffolding up and then we put a, what do you say over
the
it?
Tarp.
Yeah. Like-ish. And he says, but, you know, it's not fun. We don't like doing it. It
no,
makes it
harder. I think
and,
it would...
And we don't want that either. We don't want a big lump. in our front yard.
We want people to walk by on a nice day and look and watch them and stop for a minute. And when they're out walking around, you know, when it's nice weather.
So do we have to, like, spend a little money first to, like, consult with him?
The consulting time will be added in the bid.
But if he doesn't get the bid, I mean, does he have some reassurance that he's going to be paid for his consulting time?
Well, you make a point.
Well, first he has to submit the RFP. We have to accept it, and then from there we can go on.
He'll have to describe the process he will to settle on the actual design. Mm. But we can't pay him before. We can't guarantee we cover his costs.
The city can't, but could a nonprofit organization who wanted to contribute to this effort pay him?
I don't see why he couldn't say, okay, I'm 3 hours of design consultation as part of this bid.
But you're not saying you're going to pick him.
Right.
He just has to describe what he's talking about, how he's doing.
Just his process.
I can't believe that should be charged.
No. And he said,
no, for him to make an RFP.
And today he said, why don't you come on in here and let's throw some ideas around on the blackboard. I said, let's not do that.
because then you'll send me a bill.
I said, let's not do that until I get the images that we want. And then I want you to think about it. I want you to noodle on it for a little while.
Okay.
So that when we come, then we can really start to talk about how would you stack this up. If you had 10 images to use, you're going to have a different idea than your idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's your idea of these 10 images? How would you put them on the poll? Or how do you think we should organize this?
This is kind of sticky, isn't it? Because then he's like giving you...
Well, wouldn't he do that after his RFP was accepted, if we accepted his?
We would have to do that after.
We would do that after his RFP.
Okay.
In his time of formulating and...
But how can we know to pick him if... I mean,
because you went and looked at his work.
Shoot, it's good too.
And if he's not going to do crappy for even if we pay in the top, let's say $8,000.
So we get everybody to give us examples of their work with an explanation of how much it costs and how much time is involved or whatever.
How do you charge?
How do you charge?
Okay.
And what's the process?
And so we don't need to know what his design.
No.
Yes. We just need to know.
He's going
to
feel a lot better about that.
We just need this right here.
Because he said, I don't want to put 2 to 3 hours in a design, and we both work on it, and we both are really happy with it, and then you go with someone else, and you take some of my ideas. He didn't say, you take my idea. But, like, you know, is he the one that put the osprey on top? Was it this guy?
No.
Did he come to that one meeting and said, I think we should have a pole connecting the two with the
osprey?
I
can't remember if it was him or not, but that was a great idea, and I loved the osprey idea on top. And if that was his idea, let's say we do everything different on the bottom. But if we put an osprey on top, he's going to feel bad about that because he's going to say, that was my idea.
Have we met this? I mean,
I can't remember.
I don't know either.
I met him. He was at the fair, and I got a card.
He's really good.
I wasn't able to attend that one community meeting where some of the chainsaw artists came. Kim and Lori were there, so I'm not sure.
Was it him, Kim?
I don't know. I don't know. I really
well, we
don't.
Collected cards from that meeting.
And I gave them to you.
Was that the cards you collected?
They were cards you collected that you gave to me that I've had in my binder.
Yeah.
And then I gave them.
Yes.
And then
one.
I gave them to you. But there were several different ones. Though.
No, there's only two.
Okay.
And the one is a kid, and it's his kid.
Yeah, it's a family, two family members.
Yeah, and his kid is
more
challenging than the dad.
Okay, so we have until, we have a few months to nail this
out,
right?
We totally do.
The RFP.
So the thing is, though, Nate, you got to get right on that because you know how long this takes when it's Shannon Johnson's purview. So you've got to get right on this and say, we need to change this up. It has to be... I think we have to change it off to say, we have $10,000.
What can you give
us? We have two poles. What can you give us?
Right.
And let them come back and say, I can only do one pole. Great. Yeah. We're fine with that. And we are fine with that because then we'll go out and raise money for the other pole. We just don't know where to light. And where we got, The ballpark figure we've been using is 20,000. The reason is this Yahoo from up the canyon told us it was about $500 a foot. So we said, oh, $500 a foot times 20. Okay, that's where we got the 20,000.
So the name of this guy is what?
Kevin.
Kevin. So did Kevin talk about the condition of the poles and the
Not one bit.
And he said, knew what I kind said, of wood know, it was?
Yes.
Okay.
I said, so you know, they're, I said fir. Are they pine or fir?
Fir.
Doug fir.
Doug
I said fir. He said, yeah, I know. He says, they're about this big around. And I said, well, they've got a preservative on them. And he says, we put on blah, 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 blah. And we do that afterwards. Or, and he talked about how he puts rods down them that have a preservative in it as well. He's done this for a decade.
So did he mention at all about the concern with having to maintain it for years afterwards?
I didn't even talk about that. I was making friends.
Okay. I kind of feel like that might be something we need to kind of nix.
I think we have to nix that.
None of them are going to want to do that.
There's no artist who's going to tie themselves to
it.
You know what that's like? That's like divorcing somebody, but you still have kids with them. I mean, well, he's done with the project. He's moved on. Oh, but wait.
But wait, you have to come back every couple years.
That was that other guy's shtick, though, because that's what he was selling that. I mean, it was like, I'm going to come and, you know, that was part of his.
Yeah, I think we don't do that. I think we have to assume.
We're going to have to hire him and sign a contract and, you know, so.
I think we have to assume the maintenance for our art.
I believe that's correct. That's
so we'd like to nix that as well.
Well, you know where that came from the mural, the language for the mural.
Okay.
So the mural.
Are you kidding me? Colleen Chronister said she would maintain that image. I can't even believe. Can you believe that, art people?
So I think that we need obviously a sealer needs to be put on it when it's done.
Yeah, we need to write it so that it is.
We need to not have maintenance be a part of it.
Yeah, but the finished product has to be something capable within and
for what period of time?
With regular maintenance. And
For some. Be a reasonable application. They can't just leave raw wood out.
No. They would put a coat on there.
So we would have to say,
and then we would
must be weatherized to withstand. What's a reasonable period of time? 3 years, so that every 3 years. What did Ego say? Every two. He was every.
I'm not going to say that word, but I'm sure that information is available.
Okay. Yeah, we've got to rewrite it that way. But that's why we didn't get it. I'll keep dogging Hillsbrand until I get it.
Because
you know me.
Any of these look like they have some kind of a sealer on them.
Well,
they're
all
shiny.
They all do.
So he's putting something on them to maintain it.
They look very lacquerish. Like it's very thick.
They are. It's probably.
But it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
His work is beautiful.
There's nothing saying that we couldn't have a conversation offline with him. Say, how should we write? It has to be capable of being outdoors and
what should we expect?
Okay, I can do that. Because I've got to send him the list again. Because that's when he's going to start noodling.
Okay.
And then he wants.
Okay. All right.
Well, I tell you.
Good job, Lori.
I was very impressed. You just can't believe how much artwork he's got there. He has done a ton of things. And you cannot believe I am not at all one bit the least concerned about size.
Right.
In fact, I'll bet you that one bench, that's why I took a picture of that, I'll bet that's longer than 20 feet. He says it's 5,500 pounds.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
You need a crane to move
it. It was a huge log, and then he cut it away to look like it's got a name on it. It's got the name of the brewery
on
it.
That's
cool. Long Pine Brewery.
Cool.
That's really cool.
So did you talk to any of the other any of the artists who had already submitted?
That's the Hildebrand. Hildebrand or whatever.
Oh, that's right. And you said you tried calling him twice.
I called him twice today, but I'll continue to dog him.
And then.
He will call you back.
I think so.
And then what about, did you find anything about our limitations on our grant?
Mary is out of town until the 13th, and hang on. Hang on.
You know, we may need to go evaluate those logs a little more closely. Hildebrand's concern was that those logs are already rotted. And I think I've heard our public works guys talking about. So we make me to evaluate that a little more closely to make sure we're not...
Well, he probably would be the one to come out and evaluate it, too, because...
Huh?
Yes. No. Yeah. We better do that ahead of time.
We, as in you.
We as in
you. We, the city. Because, I mean, the worst case scenario, we can, you know, we can cut them off and put them in a brace. We can do, you know, who, what, somebody wanted to do that anyway.
That was Rick Day.
To cut them off and then make those, like they have it, Timberline. I don't think that's a bad look. She thinks Kelly Walter has it. Let me send it to Kelly. Let me ask Kelly to get it.
Well, okay. That brings us to the next point is, so what about the condition, the terms of the grant?
Right. So she's checking right now because somebody who she was asking was gone on
vacation. I thought Mary Oprah, our treasurer who received the money also had the conditions. She thinks Kelly Walter has it. I'm texting her right now.
Oh, okay.
That's Kelly, comma, do you happen to have the conditions of the OCF grant that we received the money from? Question mark.
It kind of sounds like, though, that if we can get something going by May or June, then we're probably within the grant.
Well, my experience with the money that we received from OCF for the murals was they just want an update. You just say, here's the delay, and once you tell them what the delay is and that we're still moving forward with the project, they were just fine.
Right.
These are small grants, so it's $5,000.
Right.
So,
except we don't want to run afoul of probably an extension process. There's probably a way to do it. Don't do it.
Right.
We don't want to run afoul of that because ultimately they're going to be held accountable.
Right.
So we just want to pay attention. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, totally. And if I remember right on the other one, we got $10,000 on the other one. I think it was any grant less than $25,000, they're much more flexible.
As far as when they need to complete it?
Right.
Depends on the organization.
You have to send updates and tell them what's going on.
It just depends on the organization.
How long ago did we get that approved?
A couple years. I'd say.
Really?
I think 16. I thought maybe 17.
Was
it 17?
Yeah, it's.
I think it's 17.
Yeah. Oh, so we're not bad at all.
No, I don't think it's been more than.
We've got to read the fine print. Can't make assumptions here.
We as in you?
we as in you.
Where is this fine print?
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Okay, so we'll continue to kind of look into that, Lori, make sure that we don't. And if they just want an update, then we just fire off an update and say, we had to redo our RFP, and we've got a couple interested artists, and now the project probably will not happen until better weather in the spring, summer.
Whatever the conditions are, I'll write something out, run it by Nate, have him approve it, and then I'll send it out to y'all.
Okay, perfect. Sound good? Okay.
So that really is a we.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That really is.
Okay.
I did good things. I did.
No, you did good job, Lori. Good job. Okay. Anything else? Does anybody else have anything to contribute on the poll project? Okay. Do you have any feedback from the students, Sydney?
All right. So I sent an email out right after our last meeting here last month to all the art teachers at McNary.
Okay.
I know we've been announcing it in the advanced art classes.
Nice.
About displaying artwork. A lot of students said that getting the art pieces framed is the issue.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, even with just the black mat?
Just like time for getting it for this one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Submitting for the next couple.
And you know, they don't have to be professional frames, honestly.
Well, mine,
they don't have to be.
They have to be suitable for hanging.
There you go.
Okay.
Right,
okay.
But it's like you don't have to go dump a bunch of money at Michael's frame.
Oh, no, no, no.
You can get something at Goodwill and, you know, jazz it up or whatever.
Okay.
When my daughter did it, she just did.
Have you seen the stuff she does?
Paper. She just did just a mat.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just the mat. It wasn't.
Yeah, it was just the mat.
Because they were lightweight and. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. No, hers were just the canvas pieces.
Oh, they were wrapped.
She had a few wrapped, and I think she had a few of the flat canvas boards. And I think I put some kind of hanger on the back of them. So they could just hang them from the, yeah. Okay. And then she did these little cards that said what the artwork was, the medium, and you know, her name and stuff. And we just stuck them on
there.
Yeah,
so I think that's good. So they have to be suitable for hanging.
Okay.
Because we got to figure out how to hang them.
Yeah.
But I would think that Coley and, you know, they could help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this specifically for Kaiser residents, or could it be from the Salem Kaiser School District as well?
I don't think we should limit it, because we do SCEF. SCEF, Salem Kaiser Education Foundation, they do a big showing in spring, and that's students from all over Salem Kaiser.
We don't limit what should be out here to Kaiser residents.
Not for Oregon. This is people from all over here.
I just wanted to make sure I could spread the word.
Exactly.
Spread the word.
Yeah.
To certain.
So there are some limitations in that the valuation of the piece can't be greater than $3,000.
Is that going to be a problem? Yeah.
Everyone I've talked to is like, maybe $50.
Right.
That's great.
Yeah.
And they don't have to sell them. They can. Yeah. They don't have to sell them, but you know, you put the NSF or NFS, not for sale. Yeah. But when they're filling out the application, they have to give a value. So that the city knows if something were to happen, if they were stolen, the city would know, because we have insurance to cover of any damage or
theft. Never had that happen. We've only had damaged quilts.
Oh.
Well, no, it was the fiber art. Somebody took beads off some of the fiber art that had the beads on it.
That's sad.
That was the only thing.
I was also wondering, how would you suggest recommending the price range for pieces?
No, that's just whatever they feel
is just
subjective,
fair. Whatever they feel is fair.
It's 100% subjective. It's whatever they feel.
Whatever their work is worth.
Because just tell them, whatever you put on it, it could sell for that. Yeah. And if you put $50 on it and someone says, I want to buy it for $50, it's going to be real hard for you to say, whoa, you're
but
not
then
just
they
kidding.
They also need to read the whole application thing, because the city does get a cut, but it's kind of a...
No, we don't.
Oh, we don't do that anymore?
No.
Not at all.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind then.
Figure out.
But we don't. But we. The artist and the buyer have to arrange the whole transaction. Yeah. We don't have anything to do with that.
Okay. So the contact information needs to be on it.
Yes.
Well, if someone was interested, they can go to the city and say, "I'm really interested in this painting," and they.
But wait
would
a minute. But you have. You
usually,
have standardized what it has to be on the card. Like it's the name of the artwork, the medium, your name.
There's no phone numbers or contact.
I don't know if there's
No, there's not a contact, because they have to go to the city.
They could put that on there if they wanted. They could put their email address on there or whatever, but
their Twitter account.
They have a little thing with business cards on it.
Yeah.
Instead of putting it on every single one. So you could put a little pouch out there or something.
Okay.
So yeah, like on the price, it's whatever they believe. But if they feel like their artwork totals more than $3,000, then they can't hang it on those walls. Okay. So they might want to think about it. Most of them probably are not going to reach that limit. But awesome. Right. Good job. Okay. Other business, 2 vacancies. Does anybody have any ideas?
I
recruited Jesse on the last one.
And that was a good one.
That was a good recruit. Maybe we can get her back.
So I do have, I had several volunteers for this next meeting, next volunteer coordinating committee. And if they all show up and the volunteer coordinating committee plays their cards right, there won't be a vacancy on any of our committees.
Nice. Yes. Nice. Look at you.
But it's been my past experience when I get these applications and they list all the committees, frequently they don't even show up for the meeting. So I'm trying not to be too hopeful, but I think it would be wonderful to get all the committees.
What
filled.
Do you mean if they
say I'm interested in anything and
they're
just gung ho.
If they're not specifically like interested in one or the other, then they're not as
they're not as committed. But maybe a fluke, and maybe because I had like 3 that signed up for almost all the committees.
And was anybody specific for public arts?
There was one lady, yes, I think her name was Stephanie Flowers, but I'm not really sure. She lives here in
Kaiser.
That
sounds familiar.
You're like 5 feet.
Do you know a Stephanie Flowers?
That sounds familiar.
Doesn't it feel like we were like, maybe she's on the Kaiser Facebook page and that's when I see her name. But She said that one person specifically was interested in KPAC, and then she had three that were interested in, you know, all of them.
I have like nine altogether.
Yeah.
Well, when you listen to that, don't let That's them amazing. Put someone on here who's not interested in art. Just because. Well, but some of them say, "Oh, I don't care." Well, we want you to care.
Yeah.
Have them ask art
Well, that's fantastic.
Questions.
So when would we know? By next month?
Yes.
But we don't have a meeting until January, right?
Right, yes. Okay. So they will be meeting
Honestly?
On, yes. What is this, November? Yes. On the 21st.
You were one of
those And so no, it will go to the council.
I like organizing
it might go yeah. on December 2nd.
Organizing.
Okay.
So
we might have our new members by January.
January. You certainly
yes,
should, yes.
Okay.
Awesome.
Neat. Well, nice. And then we'll have a new council member, too, by then, huh?
Yeah. How often does the committee
organize
meet?
That?
Are they
the volunteer
call. Volunteer committee?
Do you have contacts?
I will find contacts.
Oh, okay.
All right, get on it, Maritza.
Okay,
Maritza used to organize the parade.
That's why
mm-hmm.
I recruited her
in Woodburn. And for Mexican holidays, I said, "Well, what about Mexican art show?"
Yes, well,
ooh, that'd be really
get
cool.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. All right, get it out there to your community, man.
Thank you.
Oh yeah,
I'd love to do that.
That'd be so cool.
We have a big, Latina and Latino community. 13%.
And then we have June, July open.
Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
18.
We do have more than that.
We've
over 20, approaching 25.
Oh wow.
Wow. Yeah. 25 so, what?
Percent.
Latino.
Oh really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mostly Mexican.
Fantastic. Okay, mm-hmm. good things coming then.
Yay.
We were kind of in a rut for a bit.
No, we got.
We were in a rut for a bit.
Sydney,
we got
Annie. We got Maritza. We're good.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying that we were in a rut with the whole even the story pool project because it was just like okay, wait for this, wait for that, and so now I see like oh, we got stuff coming up and
now this is on you. When we meet, when's our next meeting?
January. That's what we were just talking about. We don't have one till January, and we should have hopefully two new members by then and a new council member.
Okay, but here's the problem with that. We can't wait. We can't let Shannon off the hook for 2 months.
Yeah.
All right. So you could send it to all of us in December so that we could bring all of our thoughts and finalize it in January. And go.
And I'm going to need you to have developed your friendship a little more.
Okay.
On this line.
I can totally do it.
So that we make sure that the RFP is very responsive.
Okay.
What he would like to see in RFP
look
like.
Yeah, well, the next time I'm taking you out there with me so you can talk art.
Okay. Sounds good.
And especially, you're so right. Treehouse Masters, he'll eat that up. Wait till you see this house.
Wait till I show him some of the...
I'm going to have you bring your portfolio.
There we go. Okay, so let's see here. Staff liaison report. Do you have anything in addition, Nate?
Well, you guys are the news, so I mean, it's all about what you're doing. No, all my other stuff is grants. We actually had we have a new committee that's going to be on the new housing needs analysis. It's all very boring for the artists in you. But our housing needs and buildable lands inventory study that the state is funding, we put out a request for people to be interested in sitting on a...
How big a grant did we get?
Well, it's really weird because I don't know the amount. It's to do the project. Mm-hmm. So I don't know the dollar
amount. How long is the project going to last?
It has to be completed by June 30th.
Oh,
so
wow.
We meet with the consultants, start on the process... Thursday is my first meeting.
Is that akin to the expansion of the UGB?
It is.
Yeah, okay.
And it's the reason it's related is because the state laws changed. Our population projections are they're all governed by, it goes up to Portland State. They do it for the entire state. We don't get to kind of schmooze and estimate or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's all bound.
Is that good or bad for us?
Well, it's going to be... It's going to be what it is. I refuse to say it's good or bad. It will probably be lesser numbers because it's turned political. Anyway, we had 33 people that have volunteered to be on the citizens committee.
Wow!
So I mean, I'm very pleased that there's that much interest in the process.
Nice.
But it's just one more thing that's on my plate. And
yes, but we're self-sufficient.
We are. And, of course, you know the quilts are now hanging. And once again, I'm grateful for Dan and his. I was actually out of town. I didn't even get to help him hang the quilts this time.
You know what? We really
are. Is that ever something that he needs extra hands sometimes? Because there's no reason why I can't come down and help, you know, whatever.
Well, that's good to know.
Hold a ladder or whatever, you know.
I try to be there.
If you're not there and he really just needs a set of extra hands, I'd be more than happy to come down and help.
I will
with that.
Keep that in mind. Okay. I was going to assign my staff.
Well, if it's an issue and you need somebody, just email me and I'll try to make
it.
If it's not a day I'm working,
I appreciate
we can
that.
Work around that. So, okay. Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Student liaison report. I think we probably already got your report. Nothing else in addition?
Pretty covered here, yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody? Okay. So I will let you, when
I'll start
finalize.
Copying you on the email with Kevin. I'll start copying you on that email. Here's the list, and we'll set a time when you and I can go out there so that you can become his BFF.
Okay.
And then you'll be simultaneously working with Shannon to get the RFP done.
Okay.
And then once that's done.
And then we print out these Christmas cards holiday cards. and you guys, I'll make sure that we get a few for you guys to take, or at least, you know, one or two for just to have as a memento.
We all get 10 each, so you ought to give her 10 each.
I never take my 10.
I always take my 10, I send them.
And that's one thing I'll probably send emails to you guys, is like, who wants how many? Because when I order them, I want to know. I usually keep one or two, but I don't send them out to people. She does.
I love this.
We also give them to the city councilors, and so they can send them out. But then the city sends them out to everybody on their database.
All of our volunteers.
And you'll probably get one, because if you're on their database, you'll get one in the mail, too. But I'll let you know when I finalize this and I get the cards printed out, because we won't be meeting before this is done. But then I'll just try to arrange a way that I can leave some here for you to pick up from Deb during business hours or something.
If you need help with those, please let me know.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, you know what? You could probably organize.
I missed all that. What did you talk about? We
were talking about, I was just talking
about
the cards.
How do we get together with our, when she gets the Christmas cards done?
I usually bring them to Deb. And she'll distribute them.
Put that in the minutes.
Well, actually, I come to you and I usually pick up address labels.
Okay, yes, I need to do address
labels. Okay. And I usually get the envelopes that already have the city's address printed on them. And so I come and pick up address labels from Deb once I've gotten the cards, you know, mailed back to me. And then I just do the address labels and we stuff them and we lick them and we, you know, and then
Marisa wants to help you.
Yes. Okay. Well, you guys can just all come over to my house and see my new house and yeah.
Well, then why can't you give us our cards then?
I can give you yours, yes. Okay. But then I'm just explaining the process. And then when we're done with that, then I bring them back to Deb, and she has one specifically for the counselors if they want some to send out.
Stack in the
or you just,
office.
You set some in there and they can take them or whatever. And then they'll mail out the ones that we've labeled and everything. So.
Cool.
But I won't. Oh, I will call. What was her name?
Sophie.
Sophie. I will call Sophie.
When is the tree lighting?
It is the first Tuesday. It's December 5th, 4th. Let's see. Right.
Are we going to announce it there?
I think we did last time.
I thought that was really
fourth.
A good.
Well, we announced it there because the artwork was of the tree lighting, so it was very appropriate. But I think it was a fun thing, and it got people interested in the project.
I think it's appropriate there for every year.
So I will talk to Danielle Bethel again.
Yeah, I love
and
that
she's
idea.
The one I emailed at the last minute, say, can I announce this tonight at the Christmas lighting? So or at the tree lighting. So
the what lighting?
So I know.
Back to the card. Now you were the envelopes, because last time we used skinny ones. We used the regular
city envelopes.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Well, what I'll do, I'll price it out.
She'll have to order envelopes.
I've in the past I've ordered the envelopes when I've done it through like Shutterfly and stuff. Uh-huh. If I get a real good coupon, sometimes I get the envelopes and they're already pre-printed with the city
right.
thing.
Okay.
If not, we can, I have logo, I have stickers with the Kaiser logo and address on it.
So. Okay, so we can just stick those on envelopes?
Yes.
Because like Lori says, I'm probably not going to do, last year when we did the mural.
Yeah.
No, long. 2 years ago, it was a letter size.
Right, yeah.
But this one, I want to do like a 5x7, so I'm going to order the envelopes that go
okay.
with it.
Okay.
And usually it's not that much more to just add the printing for the address.
Okay. Okay.
It's worth it. if not, I'll get the stick. I'll let you know, and I'll get the stickers.
Okay.
The return address labels.
Okay.
From you as well. Okay. And then, so yeah. So, and if anybody wants to come, I'll let you know and update you on the tree lighting that we're gonna do the announcement there. Mm-hmm. And so, if you want to come just to be part of that, we'd love to have you. So. All right.
I think if many people represent, the better.
Awesome.
But once again, a very efficient meeting.
Okay, meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay. Again.